Yo, audio boo, how are you? It is 20 past 12 on Friday afternoon, the 1st of March. I don't know about you, but I'm constantly looking at that date on my mobile phone and going, oh my God, it's March. Like, I know February is a short month, but it really kicks you in the ghoulies, doesn't it, when you sort of see March like that. It's like 3 months. Welcome to 3 months, people. 2013, boom. Hello, I'm March. So, full on. I'm just driving towards Burton. I'm going to go and pick up Ella at 3 o'clock from school today. And so I'm going to go and have coffee with a friend and chat and catch up. And then I think we're going to make a decision if we're coming back to Notts or we're going to stay in the National Forest tonight. But spending the next 24 hours or so with my poppet. And I always get a little bit sort of edgy before I fly out to places. I kind of always have this sort of last trip kind of syndrome where I panic about it. But, you know, you never know when, how or what the world will change and when. I've created a whole bunch of videos, by the way, 8 videos. Well, I've created 5 of them now. And I need to do the other 3 before I go away, ideally. So I guess I'm going to be doing that driving back tomorrow, and maybe doing one in the studio or some car park somewhere dodgily. But 1st of March, picking up Ella and then heading out on Sunday evening, Monday, early Monday morning, and getting in an RV with a load of people I don't really know and travelling from Chicago to Austin. So that's going to be pretty epic. I was going to say something on this. I fired this up for a reason. Oh, I know what I did. I just got my GOS, search and rescues, my SAR code, login, password and stuff. I've finally got the spot communicator all set up and running. And the spot communicator is a satellite uplink that tracks your position. So I'm going to be using that a lot in Chicago, along the journey, basically, from Chicago to Austin, just to track the trip, really. And it'd be really nice if all of the content was on one map, but I have a feeling that it's not going to work like that. I feel that every day. Maybe I should just leave the unit on and see if it all, as long as I remember to update stuff every couple of hours, it should keep it on the same map. I'll just have to keep an eye on the batteries on the actual device, because I think even with full-on batteries, it'll probably only last, you know, it might last a week, we'll see. In an open space where there's no built-up, travelling down the roads of the States, we should be all right. It needs a really good clear signal. I did some testing with it in Nottingham, and I looked on the map, and when I hit the Market Square, which is a big open space, it saw the satellite. So it's a bit of a culture change from using cellular, and obviously I don't have any data costs by having just a satellite uplink, so it's gonna be interesting to play with. I'm looking forward to playing with it. There was something else I was gonna mention, which I don't know what it was now. I guess just the shock of it being March. Yeah, I think that was it. So expect loads more audio boos and SoundCloud and all that sort of stuff from me in the next week, next 7 to 10 days. I'm going to be travelling, taking photos. I've put up a site which will be active from 2 a.m. Monday morning. A site called socialgandalf.com. It's also sociablewizard.com if you need to get to it, if I have to change URLs and things. Yeah, that's it. I will catch up with you soon. Take care. Hope you're well out there on this grey and horribly overcast Friday here in the UK. Coming up to the M1 now, and the circle of death, which is junction 23.685.